It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, romantic comedies can be a lot of fun, but they usually rely on worn-out story arcs, according to our guest, which can undermine women. We'll learn more in a bit. First, news broke last night that Republican members of the House had voted in a secret session to dismantle the Office of Congressional Ethics. The office was established in 2008 in the aftermath of a string of ethics scandals involving members of Congress and their staff. The office itself is nonpartisan and independent, and the move by Republicans last night would have renamed the office and placed it under the bipartisan House Ethics Committee. But criticism of the move came quickly, and from all across the country, from constituents to Republican President-elect Donald Trump. Today, the House has moved to scrap that plan. But how might this set the tone for the 115th session, which began today? Joining us now is Congressman Mark Pocan. He is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. Representative Pocan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, what was your first reaction last night when you heard about the vote by House Republicans to dismantle the Office of Congressional Ethics?
I thought it was the fake news that people have been talking about lately because, I know in Wisconsin we had that problem, right? The Republicans in the legislature took apart the Government Accountability Board that I helped to create when I was in the legislature that gave a true independence when it came to ethics. And, of course, they tore it apart. But then to see it replicated here at the federal level, the fact that you would essentially gutted that independence for people to be able to do ethics investigations and members of Congress as our first act of a new Congress, it seemed like it had to be a fake story. And then unfortunately it wasn't. It was a vote of the Republican conference. And then, of course, by today they realized what an incredibly dumb idea it was, and they tried to backpedal. But the fact that that was their priority going in on the first day is just really a sad indication of what we might be seeing in the coming weeks.
Well, what is your sense about why that was the first priority? It has been, as you said, discarded now, but initially that was the plan last night. What was behind that?
I have no idea. They think somehow that they were too independent in their investigations and they wanted to curtail it by putting it under a committee where members of Congress essentially would have to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to any investigations. But the whole idea is you don't want that. You want them to be truly independent investigations. If someone in Congress is doing something wrong, to me, the 101 of being a member of Congress is don't break the law. And you should at least have an ethics force there that's independent that can enforce that to make sure that where there is a lot of potential for abuse of power, that there isn't any, because it's also important for a democracy. So I have no idea why that became their priority. I was told Paul Ryan didn't support it, and his members still voted 2-1 for it, which, again, is another indication of who's actually in control right now. But it just wasn't a great start to what's happened.
And there have been criticisms of the Office of Congressional Ethics, including that maybe it's not always transparent. Do you think there is some merit to potentially reforming the office, if not the way that was maybe sought after last night in some different way?
Don't do anything wrong, you're never going to appear before it. And if they make a mistake on something, you still have the due process to clear your name and you'll be fine through it. So it didn't make sense that this was a priority. It's not like they campaigned on saying we're going to gut the ethics office. It's not like it was a major issue during the campaigns that the ethics office is this terrible entity that's not operating fairly. And this was, from what I understand, a few members who've been investigated who didn't like it. But, if you've been accused of sexual harassment by your staff, and maybe there's some smoke and some fire going on, and, you should have to be held accountable. You're not above the law. So I really am still baffled by why they decided to stain their first day of a new Congress with that.
Now, President-elect Donald Trump came out this morning. He had a couple of tweets that basically said Congress should have better things to do than gut the Office of Congressional Ethics, and it seemed to have some sway in the House there. Is this a moment where it could foreshadow some differences of opinion between the president-elect, soon to be president, and Congress?
Well, I don't know if that had the sway or the fact that we've literally gotten dozens and dozens of phone calls and probably scores and scores of phone calls today from constituents saying, what are you doing? So I think it really could have just been, they thought they could do this in the dead of night, you know, vote late at night on a amendment change, put it up for a vote today, have it happen without anyone really noticing. And that didn't happen. I think that's what busted them out. But, you know, I'm glad that the president-elect recognizes ethics for us. I hope he also recognizes the ethics when it comes to his financial holdings and what he's going to do with those when he's sworn in 2.5 weeks, because I still have concerns on that as well. I remember in Wisconsin when we had the ethics scandals and we created the Government Accountability Board to be completely independent. It used to be they had to come and beg for money to investigate us. You can kind of figure out how that's going to work. And the fact that any government body would want to push them off into the corner just doesn't bode well. It's really a win for special interests, and it's never a win for the public.
I want to ask you about what you think it might mean, if anything, about the future tone for the 115th Congress. This is a surprise move. It happened in a secret session last night. I mean, do you see this as something that could set a precedent for what's to come? Or do you think this was, you know, an exuberant House who wants to do new things, try new things?
Well, I think there is a cockiness, a headbutting, a chest bumping going on right now, because the Republicans think they have the House, the Senate, and the President. They can do whatever they want to, and no one's going to stop them. And this is a good case where I don't think it was necessarily the president-elect's tweet. I think it was the public responding, saying, no, don't do this, and the huge outpouring of calls that we all got that stopped it. So this is how we're going to have to operate. When the Republicans decide that they're this cocky and they can do whatever they want, when it's not in the public interest, the public is going to have to respond. Because fundamentally, our bosses are the people who elect us. And whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, it's the exact same way it works. So people just have to be very outspoken when this stuff happens. And I think this just shows us right now that there is an incredible amount of arrogance and cockiness going on. And, you know, whether it's be to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, whether it's be for tax reform, whether it be to change Medicare as we know it, those are all things that have serious complications for real people, and we're going to have to be very vigilant as Congress moves forward on these things.
Representative Pocan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
That was Mark Pocan. He represents Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, and he's a Democrat. He joined us to talk about the move by House Republicans last night to dismantle the independent nonpartisan Office of Congressional Ethics, which reviews allegations of misconduct. House Republicans moved to reject that plan earlier today.